Fountains of living water are breaking forth. We welcome you to partake of this great blessing through the spoken word of God through His servant. Be blessed.
God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, we have let's say 15 to 20 minutes to review. But I would appreciate if we can maybe compress our thoughts. The only sense of review is for edification. Amen. It's for edification. It's not just to parrot what was said again. At times, in reviewing a message, if you have to hear it back, you are hearing it with a sense of wanting to make it clear to someone. Amen. Your personal experience. Hallelujah. Now, that evening, for example, I'm sure everybody in this house had an experience with that message. Amen. We all must have had an experience with that message. Some people felt it was an easy message. Someone said it's milk. I lie not to you. It's not milk. Amen. You need some age to be able to understand what came that night. What came that night can come and you will not even still do anything about it. Because you still don't understand what came that night. Because of your assumption of what came that night. Amen. What came that night was a lot of help. Was a lot of help to us as individuals. And we thank God for that grace. Can we also thank God for Daddy Oyegoke? I want us to also thank God for Daddy Oyegoke. God's servant that God has placed over this work that the Lord is doing in our generation, under whom our parents also are well aligned under. Can we thank God for him? Can we just thank God for Daddy and Mommy Oyegoke? Lord, we thank you for that grace. We honor that grace in our midst. We are grateful, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I don't know how we want to go. I would say flow. My sister, flow, my brother, just flow and let us drink from what you have drank from. Amen. I don't know who wants to start. You think she should start? Oh, he's already giving you mic. There's a mic there too, though. Amen. So please, let's be attentive. I may even ask someone to ask a question. I may ask someone to ask a question that you don't understand. We have pastors in the house. Pastor Nisimos is here. Pastor Friday is here. Pastor Dayo is at the back. That can help us to answer questions. Can we say amen? So it's the whole essence is not to announce anybody, it's to make light shine on our hearts. Can we say amen? So my sister, over to you, ma.
Praise God. Okay. Good evening. Good evening, Daddy and Mommy in absentia. Our pastors, good evening, everybody. I remember when Daddy used to speak and teach us, and then it was said again during the meeting when Pastor said that it takes everlasting light to teach the milk well. And I remember then when during morning dew, when we took like the salvation classic, I think, I'm not certain now, but you know, when milk was being discussed, and then they were talking about how they sold their lands and then the commandments they were given to. And I was thinking back then that, can I actually sell land and bring the whole money? And then I'll be faithful. You know, we are quick to judge Ananias and Sapphira. You know, that was then. Now talk of when you're using everlasting light to teach milk. So I was still telling someone that the message is not, listen to it, and then, you know, it's not like I really understood everything, but I pray for grace this night. Amen. Okay, so the theme was incorruptible seed, and Reverend spoke about the fact that he started with 1 Peter 1 from verse 1 to 2. But as he was trying to explain, you know, the Holy Spirit took over and he delved into everlasting milk. And one of the things he first spoke about is the fact that, you know, these are the teachings are in progressions. And, you know, there is need for us to be well grounded in the things of the Holy Ghost before we can journey to the next level, which is Christ, and then before we journey into God. And it was talking about Matthew 28:19, when he said, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And, you know, these names are persons that we as individuals are supposed to come into. And, you know, and another thing he said, it was the fact that we don't just come into them just because we've been filled. Like, for the name of the Holy Ghost, for example, just because we've been filled with the Holy Ghost, that we've come to the stature of full. No, that's not it. That we are not yet full of the Holy Ghost just because we've been baptized by it. That there's difference between being filled and being full of the Holy Ghost. And he made examples of the apostles. He made the example of Jesus. He made the example of Stephen. He made the example of Philip. When his example of Stephen, now when he said that they should find them seven men who are full of honest reports. Acts chapter 6, verse 3. We say, wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest reports, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom, sorry, I'm not done with verse 3, whom we may appoint over this business. These men, he said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So these men were seen to have been filled by with the Holy Ghost. You know, they've given themselves to the teachings of the apostles, which the by reason of explanation that he gave, that they've lived in the presence of Jesus. You know, that was what raised them to be full also then. They were discipled also. Just, I think verse 2 was when he said, call ye out. He called the disciples, and they were multitude, unto verse 2. He said, then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. So they were disciples. They were not just as in every. It wasn't everybody. There were people that were given to learning. So those were the people, they were the things that raised them. It was because they were given to learning. So is what we hear, the teachings we hear, that raise us up to the that we raise us to the to make us to be built and to be raised as habitations of God. So he was talking about the fact that he mentioned the fact, I want to appreciate our pastors actually, because he mentioned the fact that our pastors are prophets, they are bishops, and they are shepherds. You know, they give themselves to pastors. And one thing I took from that is we all have to stay in our order, align well, and do our part so that they can give themselves to that which is needed, which is giving pastures to us. That was one thing I took from that. And then, you know, he mentioned the fact that pastors are the staff of the word. Not that is not the word that is the staff, that they are the ones that, you know, they are the staff of the word. I think then it was not like, okay, and I wrote that I should bring rest to the heart of my pastors. I shouldn't be the one to belabor them or burden their hearts anymore. That and that's by me giving my own self to, you know, growth. One way I can make my pastor happy is by growing and, you know, bringing joy to their, when they see me. Every father is happy when, you know, the child is growing well. And, you know, sometimes I look at Peter, I'm like, ah, you're 5 months already. I've almost 5 months already. And then, you know, you see the milestones he has gone through and you're like, oh, yes, that means you are feeding well, you are growing well. So when they see us growing well, as in by reason of what we are eating, because I'm sure all of us can testify that it's sound doctrine that is being taught in the house. So by reason of us giving ourselves to the doctrine, that's when we'll grow well. Then he I wrote that one who is full of the Holy Ghost does not have to worry about the future fits, in the sense that, you know, when we cannot be admitted into the truth of Christ until we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, you know. And he said the reason why they won't just bring the things of the next, they won't just bring you into the next allocation, is because there's tendency for us to turn back. So unless we've been sealed with the name of the Holy Ghost, the things in our eyes cannot be enlightened. So in the sense that our stature, our character must have been formed to be able to, you know, withstand the things of Christ. Because he made an example of another of a man, full man, that the base, the Holy Spirit at the base is not the same as the Holy Spirit at the knee, is not the same as the Holy Spirit at the upper part. And he was using menorah to explain this. And what I understood was, I was just picturing that illustration of Ezekiel when he was brought into the waters. He first reached his ankle, then his knee, then he got to the point that he could not stand inside the water, that he had to allow the water to carry him. So that's how the Holy Spirit is, because you must get to that point where you release yourself to be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, is in progression. At some point, it will allow you to still, you know, that bring you in. Then it will get to a point where he's subjective leading. All this are in the Holy Ghost. So, so he said the being full of the Holy Spirit is when you come into the name of the Holy Ghost. And that's the life of the Holy Ghost. How you know that you have, and Daddy used to say that, how you know that you have the life, or the you have been sealed with a life, is when you come into the love of that life, or you are already full. Like, they can see the expression in you that you're already living this life. You've come to that place where is no longer acting. You know, there's a point where you can still be professing it, and then, but you've come to, like, using charity now as an example, you've come to fervent charity. That's when you can say you have come to that peak of that life. So until you come to the peak of a life, you can't progress into the next life. So the wine of the Spirit is known when you is not expressed fully in the body, but in the soul. And now you know when you've come into the wine of a life is what you are after, what your heart pants after, what your passion is. So the reflection for me was, what exactly am I after? What do I give myself to? Is what you give yourself to that will determine what you are still chasing or what you are chasing after? Because you cannot say, I'm giving to the learning of God, and then you're still, you know, that is to say that you cannot be stealing food from outside and then you are saying you are being fed well. No, that's not how you feed well, or that's not how you know if you are growing well or this thing. But the is what we give our attention to, what our passion or what our conviction is. You know, we must come to the point of being fully persuaded with the things of Christ. That's when we can say fully we've been taken over by the Holy Ghost. So then how we grow in the Holy Ghost is when they take our life. You know, it was from his example of he was talking about a man, Zacchaeus, that the man came and took his daughter away. And then, you know, but one thing about Brother Zacchaeus was the fact that he did not lay down his life. That Brother Zacchaeus did not lay down his life. So at some point, he was offended and he left. So when we are not relinquishing our life, you know, like he said, Daddy taught during conversion that the enemy, the adversary of our soul is an everlasting being. And, you know, what he teaches us is disobedience. He leads us according to the course of this world, according to Ephesians 2, you know, and in how they will bring us back from that teaching that we've learned over time is by us, you know, relinquishing that life that we've known over time, and then, you know, taking the life of the Holy Ghost, taking the life of Christ, and taking the life of God. So that's how we learn these teachings that are coming to us in the according to the doctrine that we have been taught. Then teachings that we hear are what will mature us. The doctrines we hear are what will, you know, bring us into maturity. That's how we'll be raised. That's how we'll be built. And, you know, when we now transact with it, it's not only by hearing. He said the complete cycle is hearing and doing. So when you hear, you do. Then that's how we engage the word. And then, you know, we come into the life and the name of the person we are learning, either which level, you know. And there was joy in my heart during last week, I think either Thursday or Tuesday, when Daddy said we can actually learn this name Paripaso. It's not, and Lord is doing a quick work now. He's not waiting for us to finish the Holy Ghost and then, you know, before we now start the curriculum of Christ, then before we now start the curriculum of God, you know. But now we are hearing them paripasu. So that means God is expecting the same measure into whom much is given, you know, much more is expected actually. So, but if we are not giving ourselves to it, another thing that caught my attention was the fact they said this learning are in seasons. I remember on Sunday during cases, the pastor was admonishing all of us, and you know, I was just saying how we can one can be ashamed later when you don't give yourself to learning as at when do. Because, you know, when you repeat a class, there's a shame. People that you learned with have gone ahead, and then you have to repeat the class, a new set of people. Imagine if at that point in time you are still nonchalant about it and another set go before you. That's how it is when we don't give ourselves to, you know, this learning, and then season comes, season goes, and then we are still at one point. But I pray God will help us to journey as at when due in Jesus' name.
Amen. Let's just pause there. I'll come back to you. For a while now, Sister Shaya has been explaining the thoughts of being full of the Holy Ghost. I just feel we should enter it a bit so that we understand. How do I know that I am full of the Spirit? What are the indices? Those things were also taught in the message. What are the indices of one who is sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm asking questions. They are not the ones answering my question. Amen. Can we have bro Isaiah? I said, I just sat down. I saw you. You're blessed. Come and tell us. You're blessed. You're blessed, my brother. I saw that he was standing up. I walked like this. My brother, you're blessed. Just come forward. You're blessed. Now, we've been taught that it's wanting to be filled with the Spirit. In fact, someone still asked me this morning, what's the difference of being filled in the Holy Ghost and being full of the Holy Ghost? And I said, we'll see, because I was trying to rest. Amen. I just feel we should ask people. Some of us are going through it. Some of us are going through seasons of being sealed, and you may not even know, because somewhere the milk that we've been taught like that, Diego Kesedma, has been contaminated. I remember him saying that the milk of the word should not at all make a soul worldly. Now, I want to lie to you, a soul that is worldly will not know when it's being sealed. You will never be sealed. Because some of the hope that has been painted for you, some of the things that is being painted for you to become, is against the nature of the sealing of the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? Are you following me? Now, I'm sure you know that hope deferred, what does it make? It makes the heart sick. Now, if the hope of the seal of the Holy Ghost, by seal I mean the peak of the name of the Holy Ghost, if that hope is not well acquainted, your heart will be sick. My brother, I'm sorry, I'm coming. Your heart will be sick. Some of us, sometimes, why we get discouraged, why we are down tomorrow, why we are down today, why we compromise tomorrow, why we are even compromising at this present moment, is because the hope of the seal of the Holy Ghost is not clear. Are you following me? Now, I'm not talking Christ, though. The hope of the name. Now, Stasha, you explained it. Men that are of honest report, full of faith and of power, full of the wisdom of the name of the Holy Ghost. Now, all these things, it still looks like English in my ears. So, Isaiah, can you help us in... Just pieces it back again in your wisdom. What are the character of one whose wine is being full up to the point of being sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise?
Amen. Well, I was actually thinking about it while she was teaching it. But when you started speaking again, many things just flew out of my head, sir. Sincerely, sir. Amen. Well, we've been taught that these things are actually mannerism of life. That when you are full of the Holy Ghost, now, the way I was looking at it, I was looking at that scripture in Ephesians 1:13. Well, it said that after, please, can you help me? Okay, Ephesians 1:13, please. It said, in whom you also trusted after you heard of the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, the way Reverend Oyegweke taught this thing at one time, he said, that sealing of the Holy Spirit of promise, like it's like a first sealing, because they are still going to be sealed with Christ and the Father. Now, that sealing, like Daddy has taught us always, that when something is full, is when you put a cap on it, and that is a sealing. Now, the life around it is what we see people like Stephen professed. Now, that life of faith, that is a full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. That life of wisdom in the Holy Ghost. Like, when I was looking at it, I remember I asked Pastor at home that, why is it that, why are we looking at those meek products? Why are they like that? Like, why don't we have those products? So he was now trying to explain the kind of people that taught them. Now, the life that Stephen had was a product of full life of the Holy Ghost. Now, one can be filled and it may still dissipate. Like Ephesians 5:18 said, be not drunk with wine when it said, but being filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, Hagin said, it is being filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, it's like a continuous top of, I believe that place is in Christ. Now, if I'm to relate it to the Holy Ghost, you can be filled today, like Pastor said, and then you are done tomorrow. You are not full yet. Now, when you are full and you are sealed, you like Reverend said, your faith is sealed. You are so secure of the future. Now, that is a fruit of being full of the Holy Ghost. You are secure of the future. Now, that is a fruit of being full of the Holy Ghost. Now, you can be filled, and then today you are secure of the future, and then you dissipate tomorrow, and then you become afraid again, because you fall down. And then you top up again. You pray. You top up. You listen to again, and then you are filled again, and then you become. But by the time you exercise it to the point of fooling, then you become continually secured to press into the next level. That's what I understand, sir.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Can we appreciate him again? Amen. I hope he did well. Hallelujah. Amen. Another question. Amen. Like I said, the essence of review is for understanding, for light to pop up and everybody should have understanding. Now, bro, Isaiah spoke about how to exercise. You exercise it. Now, does Holy Ghost have a word? Bro Johnson, does Holy Ghost, amen, are you with me? Holy Ghost, in the name of the Holy Ghost, does he have a word allocated to it? Is a yes or no answer?
Yes.
What's the name of the word?
It's the dogma and the apostles' doctrine.
God bless you. Another word for apostles' doctrine is what? Milk. Say milk. So that milk called, which is the word of the name of the Holy Ghost, is possible to be full of it. Are you following me? Just like the word of Christ can dwell richly in you, the word of the Holy Ghost in the name of the Holy Ghost can also dwell richly in you. When the word is dwelling richly in you, it will produce a wine. In Jesus' first miracle, he was told to fill the water pot with water. And out of the water pot was drawn out wine to give the master of the ceremony. Hallelujah. Now, it means that if you lack milk word, it will be difficult for you to be full of the Holy Ghost. If what you are filled with is tradition, if what you are filled with is rudiments of this world, if what you are filled with is motivation, if what you are filled with is what I don't know, can you ever be full? Are you following me? Why some of us are afraid of tomorrow? Even though you are still hearing Christ, presently you are even hearing everlasting life, is because you are full of something that is fighting the real thing that you are now receiving. Are you following me, please? Amen. We are already full. Before, so even in church, if the bad thing is that in church even made us full of another word that is not milk. Are you following me? One of the things that milk should do is that milk should not expose you to the world. Because the world is enmity. What did I say? The world is enmity. Now, look at the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. Scripture says they were unlearned men. They couldn't have handled the apostles' doctrine, pastor, sir, if they were exposed in the sense that they were now full. I don't know if you get what I'm talking about. Now, my sister was talking about the character of one that is full. Amen. Hope I'm not wasting time. I just feel we should have light. Amen. The character of one that is full of the Holy Ghost is that it will show in your passion. To show in your passion. Now, are you following? What drives you? The first thing that you can say when you wake up. The last thing that you can say when you are sleeping. Your first thought when you wake up. Your last thought when you are about to sleep. Those are indices to check your wine level. Those are indices. Are you following me? You know, there's a sense where some of us, there's a balance that is false. That we want to touch every area. Let this one be there too. Let this one be there too. Let this one. The apostles in their day, they didn't know many things. Oh, if not, Jesus wouldn't have committed. He selected them. That the Bible said, if Stephen was like that, how will Peter now be? Peter that trained, I like the word you said in Mark, that there was a custom of discipleship. They were training multitudes. We are training hundreds. They were training multitudes in discipleship. It means that discipleship was strong in that time. Discipleship is not come to church, hear message. Oh. Discipleship is after message. After you come to synagogue, you follow me home. As you are going home, I'm still teaching you. As you enter my house, I'm still teaching you. You're observing my conversation. How do I do things? When they say full of faith looks like English, but there is a demonstration of it. How does this person make his choice? How does this person answer to matters? How does this person, when someone speaks evil of you, how do you relate? How do you answer back? It will check if you are full of faith or not. Because when you are full of faith, you will not walk by sight. Are you following me? While we still you can't remember what the person did for me. You are sight. See, sight is record of sight that you still have. Because someone once did something to you, you are now keeping that record. I don't lie to you. Those are things that will still make us struggle with other doctrines or other names that are ahead of us. Why some of us have not perfected Christ? Why some of us will have issues in the world of incorruption? Are you following me? Amen. Amen. It's because issue one, Ben, yeah? There's issue in the foundation. So what we even call faith has been hijacked by the devil. So faith has been converted to sight. And just have some sense. So it means that the name of the Holy Ghost knocks off sense. It knocks off brain. It knocks off discernment. When you are full, they were stoning Stephen, brethren. That your ego said it. They were stoning Stephen. He was not feeling pain. What happened to him? That you are being accused by people. You are being abused. People are finishing you. People are criticizing you for what you did not do. And you are saying, Father, forgive them. You are not praying to say, Father, forgive them. They are not the same. Word has grown. Because the essence of the word is that it should build you up. Every word should build you up. It means that there's a building in milk. If there should be a full of Holy Ghost, it says, I will pour out of my spirit. That of my spirit is the measure of the name of the Holy Ghost, which is the full measure. Are you following me, please? So the outpouring of the spirit, when we say outpouring, if Satan attacked this thing to the point that we think of baptism when people fall down, we can do that for 10 hours and we are not yet full. People pray on that rain and they live there the same way they have come. Men full of faith, full of power. Is it miracle of power? Do you think it's miracle of power? That's Holy Ghost power. How God anointed with Jesus Christ with Holy Ghost and of power, who went about doing good. It means that because you are powerful, there are some good things you do. You just go about doing good. Your conversation, you keep doing good. Good in your conversation. Good in how you take thoughts. Good in how you judge a matter. Good in how you see a matter. Someone is trying to accuse someone not to you, but because you are full of power, it cannot penetrate. Because Holy Ghost has given you a defense. Are you following me? Milk word. That's why you see people like Reverend Kenneth Hagin. That Yego cited many men. Baba Deboye, he entered into Nigeria. What do you think brought those people there? There was a point they said Baba Deboye should step down in Nigeria from general overseer. He immediately stepped down. Milk. People were angry, sir. People under him were angry. No. Now, but someone said, Baba Deboye is not like Bishop Idauza. You don't understand seal. Daddy has said that the expression of the fullness of the Holy Ghost is seen in his love. In his character of his love. In the character of his love. In the character of his love. It was love to men that have authority that he did by obeying them. Romans chapter 13 says, obey men that have authority. Paraphrasing in my words. Amen. Are you following me? Thank you. Let every soul be subject unto higher powers. For there is no power that be but of God. If government say we should do something now, we can be abusing them. Those are anti-full Holy Ghost nature. Again, come on, sir. Your landlord. You know people know your landlord has authority over you. Your landlord in your house. Authority in me. I am not like, those are areas where people are falling, and God allowed those people, God in his wisdom, for his own purpose, allowed those people around us so that in those examinations, we can top up and be full. Because I like the word which Isaiah read in Ephesians 1:13, says, after you have believed, what did they believe? They believed the word. They believed the milk. It says, after that you believed. It's not just a moment. We used to think it was just a new birth. We were sealed. It's a lie. It's after you are believed. It's a process of obedience. Obedience to leading of the Spirit. You know, I hope you know leading of the Spirit as a way of connecting people that are around you. It's leading. Your brethren are with you, is leading. They led them to you. And you were led to them. Your kind of husband, that you are still complaining about, Holy Ghost led you to one another. Are you following me? Your kind of boss, except it's not the Lord, but I'm too sure it's the Lord. They led you to, and all those circumstances are grounds at which the Lord expects that people will use the conversation of milk. And by using of that conversation, they will grow. So there is a growth in milk. That's what I want to achieve. There's a growth in milk. Milk is not for answering, asking and receiving. Milk faith is to live. Say milk faith is to live. So let's begin to check again. How are we living? By milk faith. Many of the things that some of us even call faith of the son dealing is still milk faith. I'm not lying to you. I remember when I started coming to church and my parents won't allow me come to church and all. I used to think I was maybe suffering, high suffering, until later I now had understanding of scripture. That it was just some stones that I was receiving. A stone, you can receive stones from without, you can receive stones from within. In fact, those without is not the one that will seal you. To check how if you've been sealed, they will throw stones from within. Yes, and they want to see your reaction. No, many times our reaction is still, can you look at your own reaction at what anybody does? Because there is a work you should still do in milk. Every moment there is a work to be done. Are you provoking another? Are you using authority wrongly? Because you can. He says, let's focus on the ministry of the word and prayer, and we can't be serving tables. Now, those other people that were serving tables, imagine Stephen now come to this angle and he wants to come and serve table. And he's like, you did me wrong yesterday. Don't you know, some of us are still suffering from it. Because he still carries record of what Parmenas did. Parmenas is one of them. Maybe Tychicus did something evil 2 days ago. Maybe it was one of the Greek women and that took two bread instead of taking one. No. Let's suffer this person. You know, some of us, we still have that kind of mind. You should suffer for what you did. You don't have love. And you put them in their space. So, Satan has given you an eye that you have not allowed love, wine of the Holy Ghost. Wine, oh. Someone is doing something. I'm not seeing it because you are drunk. If you are drunk, you don't see many things. If you are seeing many things, Pastor Eshegosa, you are not drunk. I'm not lying to you. If you are drunk, one thing is what you'll be seeing: Christ, the door of Christ, the door of Christ. Stephen preached. Stone. What was he saying? And the heavens were opened. And I see the Son of Man standing at the right hand of the... thank you. God bless you. He says, but he, God, they stoned this guy. He says, but he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. So a sign that you are sealed is what? All you'll be seeing is glory. I'm not lying to you. So not take mommy shiny, mommy if you say your issue pelumi, daddy look bad about an issue pelumi. I won't lie to you, you are not fool. You are still seeing what people did. I'm not lying to you. Go and attend to your word in that zone. Get Egin word, get Copeland word, get our father's messages, and deepen your feet in faith so that you'll be able to walk in love. One thing about faith is that it works by love. How you can test and demonstrate your walk of faith is in your love walk. Your love walk is not that something is not happening. No, it's not like something is not happening, but you are not seeing it. So the time my wife wanted to tell me something about someone in Lagos, I said, I don't want to hear. Let me just see the person as I am seeing him like this. Satan as an angel, Nisa. Satan has one of the trouble happening to us right now is that Satan has given us eyes. We have a Pastor Friday is the gentle type. Pastor Shiji is the tough type. Pastor Nesimus is the meat type. Pastor Dayo is the hot type. You see all those things? Sincerely, because you don't know Pastor Shiji. You don't know Pastor Friday. The day you now unleash that, you now be, hey, Pastor Shiji is now talking to Pastor Friday. Satan is talking to you. I'm not lying to you. Are you following me? Amen. He says, and said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing. So when you are full, when you are drunk, what you'll be seeing is that you'll be seeing heavens. You'll be seeing heavens. You'll be seeing heavens. Do you know Hagin at a point was seeing heavens? All he kept seeing was Jesus. He kept seeing Jesus. He kept seeing Jesus. How will you have the encounter of Jesus? Yeah, angels don't visit me. I don't see Jesus. And they say to people, I mean, theory, check your wine level. Go and check back your word. Sister Shayo, I think I'm helping you summarize the whole. I just feel I should stay on that milk version of fullness of the Holy Ghost. Can we say amen? Amen. I don't know if justice has been done. Amen. Bro, Bafemi, we've not finished the message. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't finish the message, though. The message has one part. Then he has another part. So help me enter the other part. Briefly, sir. God bless you. I can't even summarize it well. Because there's need for time to do that milk one well. Over to you, sir.
Praise God. Wow. Okay, sir. There's just so much in my heart while listening to the message again as regards both of them, especially when Daddy Kuge was talking about shepherds and the role that pastors play in the life of, I know, it made me see that everything they have been going through is really, really actually for me, not actually for themselves. You know, I started saying in a way that what Daddy Egoke was going through, has been going through, is for them. They are going through it for me. You know, that gave me a different picture of who they are to me than who I have been seeing them before now. And it's helped me to begin to appreciate them more than before. Okay, actually, for me, I might not go the route that my sister went. For me, I would be looking more at how it penetrated and x-rayed my own life. And then from then till now, what I've been able to, you know, pick to change and a few things like that. For me, I felt I should go more practice. I don't know. I just felt that someone was going to do this. And pastor already cleared everything out in my head. But the only thing is just the experiences. Now, one thing, you know, while he was talking, pastor was talking about the expression of this word, the name of the Holy Ghost, the sealing that we're talking about, it comes in expression. And all through listening to it, the only place that stuck to me is, you know, when we're talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. I don't know if you can help me, Galatians 5, if you can help me display that part. You know, I was talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And a lot of times, we've always seen that as something not achievable. But thank God that Awegoke has even shown us in Nigeria men who have been sealed. Because if for me, I feel that the sealing that we are talking about, the Holy Spirit, is the expression of all of this to his fullness. Now, have you seen a man that is full of love? He definitely will be full of joy. He definitely will be a man full of peace. Peace with God and peace with all men. Have you seen, if you see a man that is long-suffering, you will know. Even looking at the examples that Daddy Egoke showed us, let's talk about Pastor Yi Adeboye, like we all know. Just like Pastor said, he was told to step down. I'm so sure if he does not have long-suffering, if he could not suffer, if he had not suffered long, several batterings that have come, several persecutions that have come before then, in fact, that's one that is very loud in the body. There are several other ones that are not loud that we probably do not know about. Several times where he has been persecuted and yet we never heard a word from him. There's one thing that is like a logo or a landmark. Will I say landmark for Daddy Adeboye is a man that is everly silent no matter what happens around him. You that is seeing it is the one that will say what happened. You will never hear from him that this is what happened. And you know, that really, really touches me. Like, Pastor was saying, like, if you have many eyes, many eyes. He, as a person, does not have many eyes. I'm just trying to x-ray his life now, because those are the things I did after the meeting and even while listening again. And I saw that, okay, he's a man that is gentle. His personality, the way he walks, the way he talks, you can see that this gentleness is not by culture. It's not by, I want to be gentle. No, it's not by, there is something else that has taken hold of him, that has, you know, in my book, I wrote character discipline and versus character formation. That was what I wrote in my notes. You know, looking at that, listening to him, there's a character that can be formed from discipline. And there's a character that you can acquire by discipline. And there's a character you can acquire by formation. Formation is what leads to the fullness, which is the ceiling that we are talking about. Discipline cannot. Because discipline, like Daddy was saying, that every man has a price. So if your discipline has gotten to 80%, and somebody who has an eye can see that, okay, 80%, so his price is 81%. And then the whole 80% you have built for years just comes down. And it's like, what happened? So it simply means that formation is what we should be after. And formation does not come by trying to do. You know, we trust. Faith comes by hearing. You hear. Now it gets to a point, like Mama Wally said, that your hearing gets to a point where it begins to activate faith. Now, the mistake that sometimes I do, and maybe some of us, is when the faith is being activated, we believe we've attained it. No. But that is the beginning of being full. That's another feeling. So you're filled. So that, bam. After a while again, it gets again another sparkle of faith. And those sparklings of faith are actually layers upon layers upon layers, which I see as formation. Which it gets to a point that it is formed. I know, like Daddy will always say, it is a bottle that is filled with liquid that you cap. You know, I was now imagining. Imagine you went to the restaurant. And you know, they brought out a drink from the fridge. And they gave it to you. It's not being opened. Many of us, if you go to party and they bring maybe a Coke that is just a little below where we usually know it to gauge. We're like, oh, no, I can't drink this. Please change it for me. Now imagine God seals us with the Holy Spirit, the name of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, those are my thoughts. As I saw that, I was like, Obafemi, wow. Imagine now God wants to boast of you and says, yes, I seal you with the name of the Holy Ghost. And they now bring me to the point where Stephen was. So automatically, there's going to be a lot of, you know, commotion in heaven. Because it's like, who validated this life for this level of test? Now, you know, where Stephen was being stoned was one of the things that brought about the change of another man that we know now. Now, guess what? If Stephen had not done that, or he had not seen, or he had not been fooled, and they say, you know what, let's take him to that point, then there's a tendency that we might not know the Paul we know. So many, you know, that we always say that lies are attached to us, and they've brought us to come and be the first fruit so that they can walk in us, and then we, through us, others too can be saved. You know, I was not looking at that. So there is always a timeline to our growth in a particular phase. Now, I saw Stephen had actually lived, you know, he maximized that timeline. There's a timeline, there's a measure to our growth. If you're expected to be at 50% in 5 years, and in 5 years, you're still struggling to be 10%, you know that in the agenda of God, there is something that is at stake. Now, you know, that struck me, and I was like, oh God, so for a long while, I have always put your agenda at stake. I know that took me back and said, while Jesus was with these people for 3 years, you know that he could not have gotten to the point of crucifixion if there was no certainty that these 12 had actually grown to the point that he can hand over things to them. So that could have even elongated his 3 years. Not because he has not learnt the everlasting life, he has, but because he cannot entrust what he should hand over to those who he should hand it over to. And that reminds me of In Search of Timothy. You know, You know, Daddy was saying that we should read this book, for it is a book of the season. It's preparing us for something. Now, Daddy Oyegoke, coming back to, you know, it could have just gone straight into incorruptible seed. But there was a need to go back to the foundation. Like, if you bring incorruptible seed, it's like I usually say, I love buildings a lot. So I usually say that, imagine we have done a foundation for a building of 5-story. And then, along the line, we now saw that, our vision of 5-story is not actually the vision. We need a vision of our 20-story building. But we've done foundation. We started building. Now we now got there. It's okay. No, guys, we are going 20. It is when the load comes, what happens? The foundation begins to sink. It cannot carry the weight. Now, Stephen said that, you know, he was saying that he was being full of the Holy Ghost. He was seeing what? He was seeing glory ahead of him. Now, his fullness was compact enough to be able to hold the weight that glory is bringing. That's why he could see it and he could rejoice. You know, I don't know, in Daddy, I'm sorry that my thoughts are scattered. Please, just bear with me. You know, I'm just touching some things as they hit me, and those things gave me life commandments that, in fact, today I struggle with one of the commandments. I was like, God, another one again. Okay, we'll fall, we'll rise again. You know, not because I'm trying to while away time, but it's gradually coming to my consciousness that if I fall and I dwell in the falling, I'm only not helping myself, but I'm even elongating more time, and I might not even receive the grace. Because one thing is, God knows that there are times we will fall. So he has placed things around there for us. And if I am rising again, I'm using grace to rise, it means when that thing comes again, funny enough, it came twice today. I failed the first one, I passed the second one, and I was so happy. You know, that gave me a lot of peace, like, oh. So in the real sense, these things we are saying, you know, that will always say that coming into the fullness of what we are saying is not hard. It's only what we see that makes it hard. And Pastor just did justice to that again today. You know, I was looking at it that this man saw glory of God. Now, my question is, that was not the first time he was seeing glory of God. That was not. Because that could not be the first time, and he would just, on that, you just, oh, this is the glory. No. There had been time. Because he's not just being full, he had been full. So being full of the Holy Ghost, you know, looking steadfastly, then I started saying to myself that in a matter of a few years, I can be full of the Holy Ghost. The question is, can I pay the price? Thank you. Can I pay the price? I know sometimes for me, I usually dodge from taking some moves or some responsibilities, because when I look at it, like, you know, and that has been what has been delaying me. When I see, you know, Daddy that was teaching was like, we need to understand what is in the cup. The death you will die. If you see it, you accept it, and then you die the die. So eventually, whether you like it or not, you will still die the die. But when you will die it, will you die it with shame or will you die with glory? That was another thing that struck me. So I started telling myself, like, okay, it is high time that I burn the bridge. You know, a lot of times we see the goal before us. It might not be clear, but we still have an hope behind us. So that hope is the one that is giving us several eyes. And just to round up my thoughts tonight, you know, another thing I wrote down, which I was going to look at was, you know, Daddy was talking about quantity and quality. He also said something about quantity and quality when he was talking about being full of the Holy Spirit. You know, one thing that struck me was, while I was listening to the message, I was just extraying my life, and I saw that a lot of times I am tall in different aspects, but I have not grown deep in many of them. So when storms, winds blow, my height that I have attained just crumbles down. And that tells me that there is a lot still more to do when it comes to milk. And I'm just trusting that God will help all of us. We would not, just like Pastor said, there's a lot that came on Friday. In fact, there's still a lot and a lot. But one thing I trust God for is, as we listen to it, we'll not just listen to understand the message, but we'll listen to pick our own instructions, because obedience was highlighted in Friday too. Obedience was highlighted. Thank you, sir.
Can we appreciate Bro Bafemi? Amen. Can we also appreciate Sister Shayo? Thank you. You can go to your seats. Amen. Hallelujah. Before I call the next set of people, let me add to what he has said. I discovered that both of them dwelt in the thing the first part of the message, which is the restoration of the accurate and sincere milk, not of the word. Now we've been taught that milk of the word is the milk of everlasting life, the sincere milk which produced the men that we saw that they produced. Amen. What will even give you, Bro Bright, the art to look for what is sincere in milk is part of wine. If you don't have the heart for what is true, Pastor, sir, something is wrong with your wine. Our Lord Jesus at a point stayed in the temple. He was forgotten there. One of the things he was doing was that he was disputing with doctors of the law. What was he asking? There was desire for accuracy. To know the truth. To know the truth. The same thing was what Stephen was doing. Are you a believer that just go along with whatever you are taught? Please, when I mean whatever you are taught, I'm not talking about this house. I'm talking about whatever is around. Are you a believer that you are just easily moved? You just follow whatever is around? Or do you have desire on your inside to search for the truth? To search for the truth. Some of us, why we are the way we are, is because we are not even hungry for the word. For the word. Word, though. I'm talking milk word. Apostles' doctrine. Hunger for pastors, sir. Because of word, you can let every other thing go. Because of word, you can say no to a job. Are you following me? Because of word, you can say no to a traveling opportunity. Because of word. Nothing more than word, though. Are you following me? There's nothing else that they will give you. It's just because of word. I can't live because I'm hearing a word. And she will teach her none in Poland. No. This is where the Lord has led me to be. I remember when I was going to come to this house, and one of the things the Lord told me is that I want you to go and get nurtured. It means that food no day everywhere. Those are areas to check how you believe the word. Can you choose the word above food? Can you choose the word above raiment? Can you choose the word above money? It has come to the point that money is what makes people take decisions. Are you following me? Not word. I'm saying milk. Our joy level doing do's like this, because there's an attack on the word that we ought to obey and use. Exercise in the word. The disciples were being beaten, they were rejoicing. What kind of thing is that? They were beating them, persecuting them for what they were preaching. In fact, at a point they put Peter inside prison. An angel came to wake him up. Go and stand again in the temple and preach all the words of this life. What kind of thing is that? And scripture says they spoke again with boldness. You know, I'm not bold. Check your wine level. Pastor, me, I'm not bold. Check your wine level. You think Peter was bold before? What happened to him? He was drunk. He began to speak from Joel. Wine. Wine can make you begin to reiterate scriptures that you have even forgotten. It will just keep flowing. And it will be like, Pastor, you read Bible. Wine. Wine, thank you, sir. It's inspiring you. Wine. Some of us are at that stage where we need to invest in getting wine. I'm not lying to you. Do it well. Get your wine. Instead of, don't think of money. You are thinking of marriage. I say, get wine. You don't get wine, you won't go and marry. I'm not lying to you. Are you with me? When someone is still, they are still, you are still ashamed of some things because of what is happening to your other colleagues. Maybe some of the people that you left in class, you left school together. Some of them are now doing well. They now see you on the road. You are now trying to. Thank you, sir. Some of them are doing well according to a worldly version of success. I like that. I like that Diego. Okay, he said that sentence, and I like the way he said it. I like the fact that he said, I deliberately said it this way to attack something in our minds. You see that thing? And you are hearing something. Yeah, no, no, no. There was a day Pastor Friday taught one ATS message. Pastor was drunk. I knew he was drunk. It was last year. I think you remember. It was last year, ATS 1. You were drunk. Pastor now came back to me. Hey, I hope I didn't say what I said. Pastor, you said it well. You see that thing that is making you ask? It's because what is inside people. And then when you raise the standard of milk, you say, are they saying? What nobody is saying shouldn't work. What we are saying is that work should not have priority over your life than word. Are you following me? Some work, some jobs can go if I am not growing up. I'm not lying to you. Some things can, Barnabas didn't see anything in a land in his own inheritance, so because of fullness of wine, because he was drunk. You don't understand. Pastor, what for me bata in Lati Lewa? What for me kinini? This is my own inheritance from my dad. Let it go. Because of I was bata. Land. Now how much more nature, your personal things that you can let go. It's not worth it. Distance. See, people are saying, why are you going to that kind of church? It's too far. It's not far in my own high. You can't even walk if you don't have money. I'm not lying to you. Walk there. If you don't have money. Those are little ABCs. Those are ABCs of wine. They've not killed you yet now. They've not killed us because of the faith now. I'm not lying to you. So I was saying that when your colleagues see you because of what they have defined as success and it's not happening to you. You know, some of us are still hiding our face. Check your wine level. Check your word. Check your building. Because there's a building also in milk. That if that building is not here, you'll be ashamed. You won't be able to go through your seasons. And when Christ now wants to deal with you, we're ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It means that it is from the Holy Ghost. Now, that Daddy Oko said that Holy Ghost is what takes care of Holy Ghost to Christ. In Acts chapter 3, help me with Acts chapter 3 from verse 19. Daddy has been on that scripture on Sunday. Acts chapter 3 from verse 19. I'm just preparing the ground for the next set of people. They will bless us mightily. Amen. It says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall. Oh, okay. Let's start from 18. Restitution of all things. Am I right? Okay, yes. Let's start from 18. Thank you. It says, but those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets, that Christ should suffer, he had so fulfilled. 19. Repent ye therefore and be converted. Daddy, you know, there's something called repentance from dead works. Repentance from dead works. Some of us are still ashing. Dead works. And it's because there's issue with milk foundation. You have not repented well from dead works. You have not gone through baptisms. You know, it's called doctrine of baptisms. Those baptisms are leadings. Different leadings of the spirits. In the allocation of milk. Amen. It says that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ. So it means that the first person that they send is not Jesus. Holy Ghost is the one Jesus prayed the Father. And when Holy Ghost takes over the church, Holy Ghost is the one that should take over the church. Groom the church. He raises overseers that will feed the flock. Are you following me? Are you following me? You know, some of us, we understand the place of men. We don't understand the place of Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost driving you. When will last the Holy Ghost speak to you? When last did Holy Ghost communicate what was taught to you? What was taught, you understood it again by Holy Ghost leading you through scriptures. At times it's because there's no even scripture. You don't have word. You don't know scripture. And you want to go and get money. You should be ashamed of yourself. I won't lie to you. Normal word sense, normal make sense should make you say, I'm not ready to get money. Let me know Bible. I'm not lying to you. No more Bible. Genesis, no Bible. You think Stephen didn't know Bible? He wasn't quoting now. It's Acts chapter 7. And God appeared to Abraham in Mesopotamia. But how kind of thing is that? From Genesis to the gospel. Till the end of our Lord. What kind of thing is that? In a teaching. That's fullness of Holy Ghost too. Are you following? The same thing with Peter now. That's fullness of Holy Ghost. So me, I'm not called to teach. Who says so? You have been lied to. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which, now this Jesus Christ is the builder of the house. That's the second aspect of the message. Is the builder of the house. This is the prophet whose voice, or better put, the Son of God, who is Christ as a house, as a head over the house. Whose house are we? If we hold fast to the hope of the rejoicing to the end. Hebrews chapter 3. Every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. That Daddy Ogoke said that the focus of this meeting, that meeting annoying God, is all things God. So all the things he was still going, he's just trying to lay foundation. The focus gone is to build all things God. And let me say this, brethren, in case you don't know, we are in a season where the Lord wants to build all things God. So in case there are still issues in your foundation, brethren, what you should do to them is not that you should just be slack. I'm waiting for them to teach it. They may not teach it till November. If you have desire, go and labor and get it now. There are books, there are messages that have been taught. Amen. Amen. Says every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. Verse 5. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken after. I like that. So Moses was a figure of the things that are to come. Says, but Christ has a son over his own house. Now that his son is the speaker, is the raiser of the new house that God wants to raise. Now those houses are not temples with hands, they are men. House of incorruption. Whose house are we? If we, there's a condition. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope. Now, there may be not holding fast of the confidence because there's issue with foundation of milk. It's possible that you will not be able to hold fast the confidence because you'll be thinking that in your conscience, when the scenario of the warfare begins in the season of building your house, you may start thinking some thoughts because you have not done well with the foundation. Says, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope, firm on, it means that as we increase in the word, as we increase in the doctrines, our joy level should be doing what? Should be increasing. Hallelujah. Can we invite Sister Fibian and Sister Toyosi forward? Sister Toyosi Belo, Sister Fibian Akinruli. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Babekwele. You're blessed, Bro Bright. I wish Bro Bright was reviewing. Amen. I'm sure he would have pieced everything well, and I don't have too much well. My mouth is not refined. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Fibian, has she done review before? This is your first time. Is this your first time also? You've done before, second. Sister Fibian, welcome. Welcome. Hallelujah. Yesterday was your husband's birthday. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, it's good we know that we are not going back to milk. We want to enter the other aspect of the message. Let's do justice in less than 30 minutes. So, I give you 15 minutes. Are you ready, ma? You can use that time too much, too well. Sweet. God bless you. Over to you, ma.
Good evening, everyone. I want to appreciate Mommy and Daddy for their labor of love and their associate pastors for all they do in trying to help us come into understanding. We are grateful for all your labor of love. We do not take them for granted. Thank you so much. Please permit my... It's the first time, so please... Okay, while going through the message, of course, some things I want to say has been said in a way. Okay, I just want to add little additions to them. Okay, let me start from saying, to have the name of the Holy Ghost is to have the life of the Holy Ghost. Pastor was already telling us that. Okay, for every meal, there is a life expected. There is a demand expected of every life we come into. To every meal, there's a life expected of us. There's a way we ought to live. There's a way we ought to respond, after which we have gotten understanding of a particular life. So Pastor was telling us the things that characterize the milk of the word, and he was talking about wine being drunk. So I want to dwell on that part a little before I move into other things in my heart. When Reverend was ministering, he said, wine is something that has taken over you, like Pastor already emphasized. So looking at the life of Stephen, you know, I was wondering, full of the Holy Ghost, because of what? While Stephen came up with the choice of choose amidst yourself seven people who are filled, to what purpose? For them to serve food. So I was not like, qualification for serving food. They should be drunk, full of the Holy Ghost. Some of us have done some things that are even more than food, and yet we don't have that qualification. So what is connection between full of the Holy Ghost and food? It's not even about the word now. It is food. That if the demand for serving food is being full of the Holy Ghost, then some of the things we do really, we are lesser than what Stephen, the eyes he is, the kind of qualification he has. So I was looking at the food full of the Holy Ghost, show the Jora and Washa and a whole lot. But the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Okay, looking at it, the characteristics or things that characterize a wine, a life with a wine. You know, everyone was saying that, Pastor already said it, that we should also check our passion, our love. Do you know the story of someone that came to my mind is Jacob. Genesis 29 verse 20. Please, can we quickly go to Genesis 29, 20. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and it seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. It's a wine. In fact, when I saw this, I said, this can only be wine. You know, when you are drunk, a part of you is shut down. Your senses, how can you look for a girl? Spend 7 years. And as far as you are concerned, it's like days. 7 years. And you're like, and when people are asking you that, why are you paying so much sacrifice? As far as it's concerned, it doesn't see it as, I'm just living, I'm just being normal. It's just a few days and I'm done. And he went another 7 years again, making 14 years. I feel if he was tired in the first place, he wouldn't go extra. So some of us, sometimes, when we can't even go all the way to pay some sacrifices, it's because our love level is low. It's because our wine level is low. We don't have that thing that is moving us. We don't have that thing that is intoxicating us to take some step. We are not drunk. Jacob was drunk. He was drunk with love. Do you know when you love someone and you can go all the way, you can do anything, you can... So if we are looking at it, if God is giving us commandments and we are struggling with it, just know that wine is you. Wine is low. My love level is also low. Okay, then I move to Ephesians 5, verse 18. Ephesians 5, 18. Reverend said, when you are full of the Holy Ghost, it's not to be drunk to fall down. It is actually for you to be drunk to do obedience. Now, and be not drunk with wine. Now, this is just the physical wine. Wherein is excess. But be filled with the Holy Spirit. That means another kind of wine is also being filled with the Holy Spirit. We are not to drink a particular one, but there's a wine we are to be drunk of. When I read it in NLT, NLT says, filled with the Spirit and being controlled by the Spirit. So when I see the way I react, And my reaction is not something that is being generated. It's not a spirit-controlled reaction. That means my wine is lacking, is low. When I see the way I do things and when they trace it, they can't trace the Spirit of God to it, my wine level is low. You know, there's this song, where there is new wine, there is new power. When there is wine, there will be power to do. There will be ability to do. You would want to obey God, just like Jacob did. That was willing to go all the way to serve for a girl for 14 years. And even if they're asking him, why, Kilo Desho, is there no other person outside? Can't you see all other fine girls? And he said, no, this is what I want. And he was ready to go all the way for it. So when in our walk with God, some things are happening, we are getting discouraged and a whole lot of things, it shows that our love level or our wine is being placed under an attack. I want to read this Ephesians 5 further, because after this particular passage, some things came with this particular passage. So let's go to verse 19. So if you are drunk, you will speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, you make melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse 20. So when I'm not giving thanks to God, when my heart is not full of joy, when I do not see reason to give thanks in all things, it's because I'm not drunk. It's because my love level is low. And thereafter, I think that's verse 21. Then, so if I find it difficult to submit, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of the Lord. You know what I wrote down here? I said, okay, that's this scripture went down and I will get there. But from here, it's just like submitting one to another. Daddy also dealt with this during a couples meeting. Submitting to one another, maybe brethren to brethren, membership to leadership. I will come to husband, wife, and the remaining one. But brethren to brethren, if I'm finding it difficult to submit, it shows my level of wine. You know, one thing that I will come back here, one thing that amazes me about the life of Stephen was that even when they were stoning him, everyone said that he wasn't feeling pain. I said, ah, stone. You know, when Yoruba say one saw quarrels here, you know, you know, okay, maybe I missed brethren, some things just happen, and any reaction that we give, any action, any response we give just shows that our meek level or our love level or our wine level shows the level that we are in. So the response I give is just a litmus test for my wine level. So I was saying that if they are stoning you, I went to the market recently. I wanted to buy a wedu in bulk. So I counted the money on me. My money was completed. I got down from the car and it was the woman selling the wedu I met instantly. So I was speaking the wedu. She was like, three. I said, I don't need up to three. She said, two for 700. I said, I only need one. One should be how much? 350. She insisted that, no, it's 400. I said, ah, about 350 now, this is that. And I gave her 1,000 naira. So I was thinking, okay, if she's removing 350, it may be difficult for her getting 15 naira change. So as I was about bringing 15 naira and say, ma, egba, and she, if you come 1,000, okay, what for me need change? She was like, I did not give her 1,000. I say, hey. She was like, and people were like, mama, what? He said, eh, emi ofe shuo, la roku tukutu alon ya mi yeshu. I was like, ma, I gave you, I counted the money on me. The money that was not even enough for what I want to buy in the first place. I counted it. So now let's go of 1,000. I said, ah, hey, we will die here today. I said, ma, I gave you 1,000 naira. She said, no. And she started saying, you know that word that she even said, alon ya mi yeshu. I was like, yeshu bawo. I gave you, she denied it though. I had to drop the wedu and let go of the 1K. But in my mind, I said, in fact, I said it out to a woman standing beside, I said, oh, Lord, I don't me at here. When I walked a bit, I just feel, because of 1,000. You know, that in a way is like they stone you in a way. And see the response I actually gave. So when that thought came, because of 1,000, I started praying, okay, Lord, bless her. In fact, today, let her sell more. Bless her children. Let her make, but that 1,000 pain meal. You know, but when I was looking at Stephen, that he was stoned. You know, that may seem simple, but situations will come that will look like stone.
stoning, a whole lot of situations that look like, what will bring, what will be our response? What will be our reaction? That will show to us the level of the wine we have. Let's go back to the Ephesians 21. I think 22 now. 22. Wives. Still in the same, being filled with the Holy Spirit. So I told myself that if I'm having issues with submission with my husband, it's just simple. Wine. My love level. My wine. I'm not drunk. Because it takes a woman who is actually drunk to submit. If all I'm having with my husband is friction, you know, this month of March has been a whole lot for me. I just react in a way. I just get angry. Sometimes after getting angry with my husband, I will say, what did this person? Kilo she gangan. I can't point it that this exactly is. You know, I would have reacted in a way. And at some point, my husband was like, the atmosphere around you. You know, I said, God was now telling me that you carry a repulsive atmosphere. You carry a negative atmosphere. An atmosphere that when people are coming around you, it is repulsive. What you carry, we repel them. In a way, I started praying. I said, hey, Lord, please help me. Especially in my relationship with my husband. It was turbulent for me for this month of March. So when they asked us to do review, and I was checking scriptures, that thing came, Ephesians 5:18. So I read down what I was like, wives submit. I said, I know what the problem is. It's because I'm not drunk. If I'm drunk, there is a way I will submit, the way the Lord wants me to submit. So if I'm not submitting the way the Lord wants me to submit, it's because my wine level is low. It's because my love level is low. Before I move further, I also see wine as oil in a way. So I got to know that, you know, oil helps something that is having friction. I said, if all I'm experiencing between myself, my husband, myself, and the brethren, if it is friction, I need oil. I checked the dictionary meaning of friction. It's saying rubbing of one object against another. So, of course, you know, when we relate, when we interact, we rub, we clash, we relate, we commune, we converse. So what you carry and what I carry, we want to clash in a way. So when there is no oil, if I just tell myself, if all I'm having is more of friction between myself and my brethren, friction between myself and my husband, it just shows that I need oil. Another definition of oil, friction says clash. Conflict as between persons having different ideas and interests. When we have clash of interest, what is interesting you is not what is interesting me. My perspective is different from your own perspective. And because of that, we have clashes. We have friction. So when you look at your life and all you have, you can't stay with your brethren with ease. Of course, we know that all those things too are working out something in us. But when it is now back to back, then we need what? Oil, and we need new wine. So I go to the next verse. That's verse 25. Then husbands, love your wife. So for husband, if you're having issues loving your wife, we need to be drunk. We need to pray that, Lord, give me new wine. Give me wine. Give me oil so that I can do that which you want me to do. I pray that the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. And you know, when Sister Efe was singing, "Your new normal, my new normal," I said, being drunk is my new normal. Being drunk is my new delight. Being drunk is my pleasure. That in this season, all that is required of me is to be drunk in the Spirit. And a demand is placed on that life of the Holy Ghost in us when we interact with one another. So please, let me read what I have here. Several things will come to us in situations, circumstances in our relationship are stone, like I've mentioned before. And the level of my wine will just show my response. And when things do not go the way I want, that means and my response, you know, sometimes when you have planned, this is how things should go, and it is not going your own way. How do you respond? Your response at that time just shows the level of your wine and oil. So, okay, then I started praying that may my wine be as strong as that of Stephen. Amen. That we should pray for more grace to respond in love. Even when Tumba saw Okorosi and you go through situations that are challenging, like Jacob was able to go all the way to look for Rachel, to get to Rachel. Amen. The same way we'll be able to go all the way, that when you are even paying sacrifice, people say, why are you traveling from that place to, there are churches around that you can go. It is just a particular love. It Amen. Is because you are drunk. Amen. Your senses are shut down. And Amen. That is what is propelling you to do the things you do. I pray the Lord will increase our wine level in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Can we appreciate Sister Fabian? Hallelujah. What she's trying to say is that we can, with even the milk of the word, come into a place where we are of one heart and one soul. One heart and one soul. We are like-minded. The church was at the point, it was recorded that they were of one heart and one soul. No friction. No friction. They were submitting one to another. Milk. So if we are having friction, it's because some people are not getting drunk. Why some people are getting drunk? People like Ananias and Sapphira, they were not drunk. They were not exercising themselves as others were doing. Amen. The Lord will grant grace to us. I discovered that all of them are going back to... I'm thinking we should, even though the other aspect of the message is more like an introduction to the whole message that was now taught from Saturday morning, Saturday evening, and Sunday morning. I don't know how Sister Toyosi will flow, but don't let me put you in a cage. just round up the review for us in maybe 10 minutes. Thank you. If you want to enter, you are free. Oh, very, very free.
Mm-hmm. Pastor, good evening, sir. Good evening, Mommy. Good evening, Daddy. Good evening, pastors. Good evening, everybody. I'll be reviewing day one evening session, and Reverend started from First Peter 1:5, okay. And I want to say that first, that the way the message went, how I saw the message was that, of course, there is a way we can see that the theme of the conference, incorruptible and thereabout, and the way daddy moved on Friday evening, you know, there is a way we can feel like, oh, daddy just thought milk, but really if we listen to the message well, we would see that the milk daddy thought was a way to get the incorruptible seed. That was the theme of that message, you know. And if you check First Peter, verse 2. Let me jump to verse 2. Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied. You know, Daddy was saying that we are elect to be built. Now, the end of all of these things is for us to come into a building. Now, for us to come into a building, that was why that they had to go to, you know, out. That was why that they had to go to, you know, extraing milk, extraing the life of Stephen. That for us to come to the formation of being incorruptible, that is in First Peter, you know, we have to go through a journey. You know, a journey of sanctification. You know, Daddy said something about that. You know, a strong church is a sanctified church. You know, for us to be to know how strong we are, of course, is by our sanctification. And how the evidence of we being sanctified is by how we, you know, how we produce the life of milk. How strong, how rooted we are. You know, Daddy spoke something about, said something about being full of age, you know, being coming into maturity. Like my brethren has said, you know, something like that, you know, Holy Ghost is in levels and in measure, you know, as we are as an assembly, you know, there is a measure to which every one of us can be. And the Lord will come to us for us to start forming the seed of the incorruptible in us. You know, if we as brethren, we can't, when in Acts, when apostles, when they were disciples, when they were teaching, and they said that they should find that they cannot leave the ministry of the word to be serving tables. You know, for of course, not daddy was making a scenario of, oh, our daddy, you know, not taking pictures. Of course, in fact, the way it was said, that it is not reason. Like, it is not making any sense for pastor to leave his own ministerial job to his ministerial job that is even also going to help us come into the incorruptible seed. You know, daddy cannot leave that and start taking pictures or and start serving tables. Now, I saw serving tables as, you know, as service, as how we can serve. You know, I said something here that you can't cross into Christ successfully if you are not sealed with the Holy Ghost. Of course, Reverend K said that we can't cross into Christ. So if you are thinking that, oh, okay, we are in the, of course, like Mama said earlier, that there is grace for us to, you know, for people that we did not really do milk well in Christ, you know, we can hasten up our journey. And in everlasting, of course, you can hasten up our journey. But, you know, there is a sense in which you can have that, oh, okay, since I didn't do Christ well, they are already teaching everlasting life. And there are some things that we are neglecting. When I was checking that axis of that sieving, I read it in Amplified Version. Please, I don't know if you can give me the Amplified Version of Acts 6. Axis. It says, therefore, brethren. Okay, now Stephen, full of grace, divine blessing, favor, and power, was doing great wonders and signs, attesting miracles among people. Verse 8. However, no, I'm supposed to... No, this is not. Verse 3. Acts is verse 3. Therefore, brothers, choose from among you 7 men with good reputations, men of godly character and moral integrity, full of the spirit and wisdom, whom may put in charge of this task. Of course, Reverend said that, you know, the Holy Ghost, how you know you've come into, you know, the fullness of the Holy Ghost is by your how wise you are. You know, we can smell, you know, our pastors here say that we can smell who you are by your conversation. We can smell how wise you are by your conversation. And these things are not esoteric. They are as little as, you know, I wrote something here that, oh, Stephen serving tables. As simple as, oh, instruct, and, you know, what, towards the end of the message, Reverend was saying something about
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, Sister Toyos, you said it's as simple as something. Let me help you. It's as simple as household chores.
Yes, sir.
I'm not lying to you. Amen. How you check, how you can know how full you are. You said it now, that food, the fullness of the Holy Ghost. If fullness of the Holy Ghost is what they were asking to serve food, it means that fullness of the Holy Ghost should be doing household calls. So when we have issues with household calls, God bless you. Over to you, ma'am.
So, you know, Reverend now says something about that. Everlasting life is a disobedience to Satan. Now, we can't come into disobedience to Satan without good reputation, men of godly character and moral integrity. How you disobey Satan is by obeying a law. How we disobey Satan is by obeying something. Now, there's something that, like, Pastor helps us right now, that as simple as, you know, Pastor, I don't know who said it, pastors that were leading us to pray on Tuesday, that saying that, oh, we are saying that submit to Sister Phibian, but you are submitting to Sister Maka. Why? Because Sister Maka is friendly to me than Sister Phibian. Whereas my blessing that I'm supposed to come into is in Sister Phibian. I don't know if you are getting my point. So, Pastor, I need to continue.
You are free, oh. You still have some minutes, maybe 2 minutes. You are done. Okay. Can we appreciate Sister Toyos? She's entering the thing. I just wish there was more time. Amen. You are some of the things in my heart, you are actually entering them. You are entering them, and I was just waiting for you to enter them, but okay, maybe because of time. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, you were saying that Daddy Oyegoke said everlasting life is disobedience to Satan. It means that Satan has a work in us that it will take. Go back to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 2. If He says elect. Those elect are those that, amen. Daddy Oyokoke actually taught Jesus. He didn't teach beyond this verse for those four meetings. This was the verse he taught throughout. From this verse, he went to other scriptures. He says, elect according to the foreknowledge of God, the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit. Sanctification of the Spirit begins from milk. He enters into Christ. The finishing of this, of the season of Christ is when you are fully sanctified by the faith of the Son of God, which is the faith that is in him, and is to give you the inheritance of the seal of Christ. Amen. He says, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, obedience is the construction of the house. Obedience is, he called it that, the season of obedience is the season of receiving the constructive word, which is as a result of the voice of the prophets that will speak to elect. Are you following me? That will speak to, I can't teach it because of no time. That will speak to the elect, and as we yield. He said, obedience is as a result of a word. That word is a spirit. Blood is also a spirit. Which means for you to come into sprinkling, they are not the same. For you to come into sprinkling, you must have done some works that will build your house. Are you following me? You must have done some works. You call it laws. Obeyed some laws. Or another word for it is yielded yourself to some service that would have produced cutting away from some covenant in blood. Then they can now sprinkle blood upon you for you to attain promise. I'm just trying to summarize it. All he did on Saturday of on Friday evening was to do a layout of the whole landscape of the incorruptible seed. Amen. A layout of the whole landscape. I want us to go back to the message. Amen. I'm rounding up. I want us to go back to the message, because even in this Friday's night's message, a lot were there. And one thing I know about that Diego case is that there's grace, apostolic grace for him to measure, apostolic grace for him to bring out the measurements clearly. And in the measurements, you can know where you are. You can know where you are. Thank you for what you said, that if you don't have, why you went to milk is because so that we can do well with incorruptible seed. If there are issues, there will be issues with obedience, which is obedience to the program of the building of your house. Are you following me? For you to now move into the season where you now become a prophet. Hallelujah. By how they begin to lead you. How they begin to lead you for to put the contents of the life in you. Hallelujah. I don't have all the time to explain all these things, but I'm sure other reviews next week, next 2 weeks. I'm sure next week will be too terrible. But before then, go back to tonight, this Friday message and Saturday morning message, so that you can do well. So that you can, I want to tell you, a lot of things were there that we can't even fully say. Go back to it and study from it. Pray with it. Many things are there. That if you don't do well, it's like, why did God now bring the blessing that we received? Can we find grace to pray this evening and trust that the Lord will help us? The Lord will help us to acquire all that was brought in those meetings. Can we pray this evening that the Lord will help us to go back and acquire everything? Many things were brought. That one of the things that the Lord may be demanding from you is ask question. Just a simple ask question can just be the answer that will make you come into your own blessing. And part of that ask question is submitting one to another. Can we pray that the Lord will help us? That the Lord will help us. Are you praying? Are you really praying? That the Lord will help us. Everything that came Friday evening, we want to partake of it as an individual. I want to partake of it. Are you praying that the Lord will help us to partake of everything? Everything in every sentence, in every measure of spirit that was released out. Now the Lord will help us to be a partaker of that which he brought to us.
Can we appreciate the coordinator, Pastor CG? Thank you, Pastor. Thank you so much for the labor. Amen. Laboring that understanding will come to us. I thank you for those interjections, especially the first one you did. It's really supplied a lot of understanding. Thank you so much. Can we appreciate him once again? Thank you, Pastor. The Lord is your strength. Amen. Let's appreciate all the reviewers also. Boba Femi, you know, Sister Shayo, all the people that came, Sister Fabian, Sister Toyosi, thank you. God bless you for coming to bless us with what the Lord, you know, blessed you with in the course of the meeting. Amen. One thing I will say before we can take offering. That does not stop what I'm about to say. Amen. Let's take up our offering. You can drop your offering and your tithe, or you can make the transfer. The account is on the screen. Hallelujah. I don't know how to communicate it. There's something in my heart. I don't know. I'm trying to see how to communicate it. The Lord will help me. It's obvious that this thing is, I don't know how to put it. It's not, we are not churching. I don't know if you are getting what I'm saying. You know, I said that same thing on Tuesday. There's something I just feel like the Lord, you know, wants us to understand. It's not a church as usual. You know that church thing. Some of us that have been Christian for a while, we have that church thing. Daddy will call it the religious spirit. You understand? You know, just coming to church, going, coming without no deliberate purpose attached to something. You know, God will have to deliver us from that thing. This thing is not a churchy thing. It's real. It's trackable. It's real. It's not. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. It's a real thing. It's a real life. It's something that if it's happening to you, you will know. And if it's not happening to you, you will know. It's a real thing. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a real life. I want to encourage us to personally, please, if you have not been doing that before, personally take your life serious. I don't know how best to say it, you know, but it's a whole lot of weight in my heart. Take your life serious. We are not here because of you know, reasons that most oftentimes get us distracted why we are not here. Amen. We are here for a very serious business. Let's take our life serious. You know, it will be after some years, if these things are played back, you know, maybe in 20, 30 years from now, and we play back all these things, the way we are relating with this thing now will determine if we weep or if we will be joyful in that time. So I think we still have the opportunity to make adjustment if need be, because it's not going to be like that as you know you think it's going to just be like that. It's not going to be like that. It's not going to be like that. You know, I'm saying that it will come to a season where if you don't move, it will be obvious. It will be obvious the way what you are hearing is obvious. It will be very obvious. It will be very obvious that that you did not move when you ought to. So let's take this thing serious. It's we are not trying to do Bible study. You know that Bible study thing, religion can also hide there. Or prayer meeting, all those kind of things, as good as they are. But it's a means to an end. It's supposed to be a tool to get something. Amen. The life is real. The life in the milk of the word is real. It's real. You know, I begin to see that why Pastor was laboring. I was so blessed. I won't lie to you, sir. I was so blessed. It brought a burden in my heart, sir. I was so blessed. I saw that, you know, Stephen is written in the scripture. Philip is written in the scripture, and they embody some of those things and all that. You know, when you get to that phase, you will see all those things around Stephen around you. It's real. I won't lie to you. It's real. You may not be in Jerusalem. The Sanhedrin and the libertines may not stone you, but there are libertines also around you. There are stones around you. You will be there. And then if after that experience, if the Lord now grants you more understanding, you will look back and see that thing. You will know you were at that place. Those junctions are real. If you are carnal and you keep excusing yourself, I don't want to migrate to be free. You know that place you are. It's a state. And it's a real state in the spirit. A time will come where the way the way you'll be seen when you are in heaven. A time will come where there are some assembly. People have eyes to see you like that. You don't get what I'm saying? You know, when you get to heaven and you are not finished your whatever, you don't need to introduce yourself. They will see that you don't have names. It will be bared. It's just like if I am naked now, I don't need to tell you I am naked. You will see it. Your physical eyes will see that. Why is this guy not wearing clothes? A time will come where an assembly like this, when people move into some realm, they will see you. They will walk in love with you. They will greet you well, but they will see you. They will never even tell you. They will just see you. You will be. That's your state that you are keeping, that you are fighting and you are excusing. That's your state. That pollution and everything. Time will come, it will become clear. You will be ashamed. God will help us. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take this thing serious. That's just all I'm about to say. Anything that the Lord is telling you to do, just do it. You know, Pastor, you said something, I'll just say that and then we call it a day. Amen. We shouldn't, any position you are standing that is conflicting with the word, don't excuse yourself. No matter how real that position is, I know what I'm saying. No matter how real that experience is, and you notice that it's not syncing with scripture, even scripture as scripture. You understand what I'm saying? You know, maybe issues and everything. I say, and it's not in line with scriptures to the point that if somebody even want to talk about scripture around, you get angry. Be careful. Be careful. Be careful with what you are doing. Yeah, if you train yourself that way, you will not be happy with yourself where you will find yourself in the future. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's be people that are afraid with the word. When the word is confronting you, you are already shivering to let that thing go or trust in the Lord to help you. Don't argue with the word. Don't argue with the word in any form. Do you understand? Even though it's the Bible they read and it's confronting something, don't argue with it. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you for listening. We believe you have been greatly blessed. For further information, you could visit our website at www.thecitygatechurch.org. God bless you.